This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we are back on Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida and Arvin. And we're asking you, do you enter contests or giveaways? Why or why not? Get in touch on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio or reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We have a couple of tweets. This comes from MN Ibrahim, who says, long time ago, I won a denim jacket autographed by Bon Jovi. Wow. When they were touring New Zealand, all I needed to do was to name their latest album. I wrote down Bad Medicine and a few weeks later received my jacket. Probably that's why, or the reason why I haven't won anything anymore now. A balance. It needs to balance out what do you want. Then we have one from Matthew who says, no, I don't have good luck with those and I don't want to share contact information and permission to use them. So again, with the data and the privacy, do we have any WhatsApps?
Yes, this is Steve Chong. He says, I used to win many CDs those days, right? All the age, reflecting all the age, SMS and call, and even a free hotel stay in Genting Highlands for dinner and Oliver Twist show in the early 2000s. CDs are everywhere in the house. Nowadays, not many contests to take part in. Always used to win lunch and dinner for his then girlfriend, now wife. Okay, I just have to read La Ro because he's, you know, it's nothing to do with our conversation. But because it's Monday and the weather is such, right? We were talking about the Lingam contest with the Beetle years ago. And say, by the way, that Lingam's VW Beetle was involved in an accident. Not true. And everyone rushed to the scene thinking it was bad. It was actually just chili sauce, not blood.
It sounds like a Monty Python thing. On Instagram, the poll is at 56 versus 44. So 56% of people say that yes, they do contests and giveaways. And then we also have a couple of messages via Instagram. This is from Ralph, who says, expectation to win is always what makes me happy. Bad Full of Good says, when need surprises from ourselves to fit a certain hole or to fill a certain hole. And the Atopaza says, because I often win and it's for fun. So those are over on Instagram. You still have time to get in touch. Let us know again, WhatsApp and at BFM Radio on Twitter and Instagram. But in the meantime, a story about how Facebook's Twitter and Instagram were hacked over the weekend.
It involves contests in a way. Oh, not true. So this came out on the BBC. Facebook's social media accounts were temporarily taken over by a group of hackers last Friday. The hacking group, Our Mind, posted on Twitter and Instagram accounts for Facebook and Messenger, writing, even Facebook is hackable. The accounts have now been restored. Our Mind, claims its attacks an attempt to show cyber vulnerabilities. In January, it hijacked over a dozen accounts for teams in the US National Football League. It also hijacked the Facebook Messenger accounts on Instagram to post a photo of Our Minds logo. Facebook's own website was not hacked. Twitter confirmed that hacking occurred via a third party and that the accounts were looked once it was alerted to the issue. And Twitter said in a statement, as soon as we were made aware of the issue, we locked the compromised accounts and are working closely with our partners at Facebook to restore them. So the attack on Facebook seems to have followed a similar hack on teams in the National Football League. The accounts appear to be accessed via the third-party platform Khoros. Khoros is a marketing platform that businesses can use to manage their social media communications. And typically, these platforms manage to have access to the passwords and login details of customers. So Khoros did not respond to that comment. Speaking of which, you know,
something happened to you over the weekend.
Something happened to me over the weekend, and it was sort of contest-related. And I was in a state of shock. I still am, and just so concerned. Where I was having dinner, and then suddenly there was this message on Facebook from a friend's girlfriend, which I don't normally talk to. She just asked me, hey, what's your number? And said, can we take part in a contest? And I'm like, okay, maybe you should take part in a contest. And what's your email? What's your number? So I gave her my number. Then a message came in. It said, can you send me the copy and link and we'll see if we win anything? And I wasn't thinking, and I wasn't even thinking about me winning anything. It was just like doing a favor for a friend. And this person normally doesn't talk to me. And the moment I copied, and it's just stupid now, I do this show, right? Copy and paste the link. I was like, oh my goodness, what did I just do, right? So this was on Facebook Messenger. And then my Instagram account got hacked. Someone got hold of my account, got hold of my details, we removed my number, changed the ID and everything. And I was not aware of it because there was no, they removed the number, so I didn't get any phone messages unless I look into my email
account. They blocked you out of your own
account. They blocked me out of my own account, and I was freaking out. I had to rush home, get my laptop, and somehow I managed to go back to an early comment, changed my password, although it has, all the mail has been going into the other person's account, but I managed to change it from an earlier email that came through and change it back to a new one, disabled the account temporarily. until it's simmered. And then so what happens is that a lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of strange people get these messages coming from me just ask for the number, and I guess it gets repeated. So it's so funny because it's Facebook Messenger, but they use those details to get into Instagram.
Yeah.
Because they're owned by the same company.
Same company.
So if a lot of people get these, the smart ones who know me really well will say, why do you need my number, and WhatsApp me and tells me. And that was when I realized that, you know, I know Richard got a message from me. He's like, of course you know my number. Why am I asking? You know, so I got all these things. Yeah. So managed to retrieve it back, but it was so scary. And I was just still worried whether, you know, what, how deep does it go?
Yeah, right? And it's also, it's that, right? You know, the person who messaged you in the first place is someone you don't speak to often. So you wouldn't know if they have your number and stuff.
I didn't have a presence of mind because I was at dinner, loud noise, and I was just like, okay, friend of a friend, you know, friend's girlfriend, you know, and I didn't, and then it's like, you know, maybe I had a couple of drinks before that, you know, but that's my Saturday, right? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, and the people who don't speak to you often, and if they receive messages from you, they might think it's a genuine message, right? Like it's a legit message.
A lot of people would think it's a genuine message from me, right? And also that, and the thing is, like, I looked at it and said, I never would have done this normally, because the moment I get one of these things, I'll say, no, I'm not going to even respond, block, whatever. But just at that moment of... So I think it's just a warning for people as well. It's not even about the contest, although a contest was there, but just be wary at all times when somebody asked you for something strange and all that. It used to be one of those emails, I've lost my one, you know, can you give me your number? It used to be one of those emails. Now it's just like available on your phone and everything. So just be wary. And if you got one of these messages from me, I'm sorry.
I got a message like that from a friend that I hadn't spoken to in a couple of years. And he was like, can you respond on WhatsApp or give me a WhatsApp, because I cleared my phone and stuff. And I was like, no, because I don't know if it's you. But it turned out it was actually him. And I kind of denied him the thing for like 2 days. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if you're a bot. I'm not giving you anything. But that's one of the ways, like, you know, luring people in with, you know, with free stuff and trying to give them all these things. And we also talk about, I mean, on the show, you know, the importance of like two-step authentication and verification and security. You were able to lock the hacker out of your account because you had a backup email address, which is something that Google keeps asking for, like always update a second email address, always have a backup email that you can log into, something we can verify you with. Yeah. So there's so many things that people can do but don't often do.
I do now.
Yeah, that will make it easier to sort of solve these problems. If you don't have that email address, then you are locked out of your accounts and you don't have a way to get back in, which is going through Instagram and you know, Facebook and stuff is a whole other like roundabout. It's not as easy as it sounds. So
it was horrible.
You know, yeah, like just like simple steps and stuff. But yeah, we have been talking about, you know, contests, giveaways, and in this case, how a contest led to trauma over the weekend.
Yes, because a woman sues the company after she thought she won a Toyota, but it turned out to be a Toyoda.
Then we spoke about how building your brand with contests and giveaways, how to do it, and you know, like a slight guide of how to do that if you're interested. Mm-hmm. And we finished with
Facebook's Twitter and Instagram accounts hacked, and also Frida Liu's Instagram account.
Thank you so much for your contributions, your messages, and your feedback. If you miss any parts of this show, you can get it on podcast via the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We are also on the BFM website, bfm.my. On Spotify or iTunes, we are under the podcast section. Coming up next, we have the Breakfast Grill replay, in case you missed it this morning. The guest was Fahmi Fazil, of course, MP for Lembah Pantai. For a pulse on what is happening with his constituency, the Breakfast Grill spoke to Fahmi Fazil, MP for Lembah Pantai. They also discussed the possibility of having local elections and the challenges related to being an MP in KL, as well as the working relationship with Dewan Bandaraya Kuala Lumpur. Also, given the recent escalations in political infighting within PKR, they asked Fahmi in his capacity as the party's communication director about the road ahead for the fissured entity. That's all coming up at 1 o'clock. On behalf of Frida Liu and our producer Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise BizBytes. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.